blessed be the name of my rock, who trains my hands for war, who causes me to walk in his overcoming power forevermore. Blessed be the name of my rock, blessed be the name of
Welcome
my
everyone
shield.
To another edition of Flashpoint.
Blessed be the Lamb who
We
will open
have a
the
top
scroll.
Story here, and I think that our leaders are preparing us for nuclear war. Let's go back in Ukraine. What happened this last week? France has given Ukraine banned landmines. They're banned by the Geneva Convention of 1980 because they cause excessive damage or indiscriminate action. What they do is if they sense any metal, even though they're buried to a depth of 1.5 meters, which is 4 to 5 feet, if it senses metal, that's quite a distance to sense metal. It will explode, or if it senses any electromagnetic, and evidently electromagnetic detectors are what the sappers use to go in and clear the landmines. So as they're clearing the landmines, these they explode. And Ukraine this last week hit the cooling system of the reactor. This was, I don't know, maybe Tuesday or Wednesday of last week, that Ukraine is using the longer range missiles to hit the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, which has been in the news all week. I don't know. It's been in the alternate news. I'm not sure about the mainstream media. I don't watch it. When that reactor is destroyed and a radiation cloud goes out, that Ukraine will blame Russia because Russia took it over to secure it since, I think, March. But Russia will blame Ukraine. Let's take a little closer look at that. The idea, it will be clearly revealed, I believe, that the West actually hit it, and then the East can say, you know what, the West attacked us nuclearly because now this contaminated cloud is wafting over into Russian territory, so we're going to blame the West. And then the West is going to say, oh no, this nuclear toxic cloud is wafting into Poland, a NATO country, therefore we're going to enact Article 5 of the NATO charter, and which says all for one, one for all, essentially. If any one of them is attacked, it will be considered an attack on them all. I'm going to put in a map here in the event of radiation. This is a mock-up where the radiation will go. And you will see that a lot of it, I think it goes into Germany, actually. Poland, well, maybe Germany. On Saturday, Russia again decried the use of shelling by Ukraine on the plant and asked the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency, to come to the plant immediately and to see for itself who's actually firing against whom. Who is the one who's actually firing on the plant? The UN Security Council said at first, well, that's Ukrainian territory, so we can go only if Zelensky says yes. And, of course, Zelensky said no. But later the IAEA said, well, maybe we can send somebody in September. And I offer to you, September might be too late. Article 5, this is what Tobias Elwood, Minister of Parliament, said Friday. Any deliberate damage to the Ukrainian nuclear reactor with a possible radiation leak would be a violation of NATO Article 5. And a similar statement was made by Congressman Adam Kinzinger, saying a radiation leak will kill people in NATO countries, which will automatically trigger Article 5. So here you have it. We are being primed for nuclear attack. That is just what Henry Gruber saw. He saw several cities being taken out, he thought by nuclear explosion. I think he said directly, I'll put the link in the footnotes here. He saw submarines pull up to our shores. They had previously been undetected, and launch missiles from the submarines. First, our communication lines went dead. We have no communication. And then they hit cities all up and down the east and west coasts. The army comes from the north, an army comes from the south, and the armies come from all sides. And that is essentially what Henry Gruber saw. That is essentially what Jeremiah 50:51 says. We are surrounded. New York City Office of Emergency issued a public service announcement telling you New York City residents what to do if attacked by a nuclear bomb. Homeland Security posted similar warnings in New Jersey malls. Are they expecting New York City to be taken out? Certainly, in Henry Gruber's vision, New York City was one of the destinations for the missiles. Pray for the people in New York City. Pray that those that God is leading, they get out of New York City. I have family there. I'm calling them. I'm praying for them. Of course, unless something happens, they can still go to the grocery store and get whatever they want. So if they can do that, they're happy. They don't want to get out. And I am deranged, essentially. Good intended, but perhaps deranged. Yes, we must pray for our families. Russia has said that the continued support of Kyiv by the United States has put the U.S. on the verge of becoming a party to the Ukrainian conflict. The U.S. says Crimea is Ukrainian territory. They have a right to defend themselves. Russia says, you know, Crimea voted to get out and rejoin Russia, which is what they are. They're pretty much Russian people, Russian speaking, and they want to join Russia again. So evidently, the United States is arguing that Taiwan has a right of self-determination. By vote, they want to remain independent of China. But evidently, Crimea doesn't have those same rights of self-determination because they voted in 2014 to go back to Russia. But no, that's not being honored. I'm going to put in here a link to Obama's speech. And it is a very disturbing speech. I don't have it here, but he said, if you want to destroy people's so they make the populace so it does not know what to believe, all you have to do is flood the common marketplace with enough, he quotes it, raw sewage to destroy their faith in government, in media, in each other, and even in truth itself. So that kind of said, oh, what is truth? It's only Satan and his minions that do not want to discuss truth. He gave this a talk at Cyber Policy Center at Stanford by the Obama Foundation. There are soon to be 110,000 new information police sent out by the World Economic Forum to police the internet. They are joining now with AI, so AI can now become the policeman. Remember Elon Musk? If you're dealing with AI, you're dealing with demons. So now demons are going to police the internet and determine what truth is. And also the IRS now has its own warriors. I'm closing a video of that if you haven't seen it. My soul, this is disgusting. Giving them police jackets. It said IRS, police, CID. The IRS is not a codified or legislated or constitutional body. I think you should, render to Caesar. I don't agree with not paying your taxes. You're going to get into a lot of trouble. but neither do they have police power, armed power, arrest power, breaking down your door power. They simply do not have this. This is unconstitutional. So when you watch the video, please remember, this could not take place now. There would be so many constitutional attorneys out there with their hands out, ready to serve and attack and take it to a Trump-appointed judge, and probably they would be sued if they did to people what they have done in this video. So I'm wondering if they are not envisioning an America without the Constitution, and that would be martial law. When you view the video, think martial law. That's the only environment in this country where such a practice could occur. And it reminds me, actually, of Hitler's brown shirts. That was Hitler's private army of ruffians, bullies, and thugs. And what they did was intimidate voters, intimidate political opponents, intimidate Jews, and they were very effective. When Hitler wanted to go mainstream, he couldn't until he got rid of the brown shirts, and he turned on his own people. I'm not going to put a video of this next a blurb here. I'm just going to briefly say we have not yet reached the end of the debauchery that Satan wants to inundate, with which Satan wants to inundate the world. They now have, we've had gay prides now, gay pride marches for, 25 years. Now they're pushing the envelope. They're involving children. And now they're pushing the envelope even more for zoophilia, zoophilia. And I'm not going to go any further, but, you know, to have a parade with your animals as the next legitimate rights group is absolutely vomitous. Here's what Leviticus 20 says. If a man has any kind of intimate association with an animal, he must be put to death, and the animal must be put to death. And he calls it a perversion, which is tavel, which comes from Balal. When you hear the double L, it is spelled B-L-L, Bet Lamed Lamed. And the Bet is the house. And then there's Lamed Lamed, and that's the shape of a shepherd's crook. And it is for teaching. It is the good shepherd going and getting the sheep who are ready to fall down the mountain and pulling them out to safety. That is the proper use of the Lamed, the good shepherd. But this is the double Lamed. The sages tell us if you have a double Lamed, be careful. It is the opposite meaning. So instead of the good shepherd, it is the bad shepherd. And he is leading you not to the good shepherd's house, which is paradise. He is leading you to the bad shepherd's house, which is Sheol, eternal death, eternal death. Okay, be careful about the bugs in the food. It's already there. Check your chips. I'm looking at a picture of cheddar jalapeno puffs, and I don't know. It's called Actually Foods. And on the back of the ingredients, it contains milk and crickets. And the note is this. People who are allergic to shellfish may also be allergic to crickets. Disgusting. And remember, most bugs are not Levitically ordained as food. They're just simply not food. And testing of bug farms has revealed pathogens harmful to man, many pathogens harmful to man, and some are harmful to animals also. So let's not think that, you know, we're going to jump on this bandwagon. Despite what the globalists say, they say, oh, they emit almost 100% less greenhouses. They use 90% less water, 93% less land to produce the same protein. Voila. Well, they're not going to eat this unless forced to by Satan. And I think that's the ultimate end game. He's going to say, okay, everybody here that were my faithful servants on the earth, somebody like Bill Gates or Schwab, Klaus Schwab, and now it's your turn. Take the chip, become a post-human, and eat bugs. COVID vaccines are killing an estimated 10,000 people a day. We are now seeing the fruition of all that vaccination that went on in 2021. We're now seeing the miscarriages. We're seeing the death. We're seeing the antibody-dependent enhancement. We're seeing the VADs, vaccine-induced, acquired immune deficiency. There we go. Kirsch, who is an excellent researcher, estimates that 12 billion doses have been administered of this weapon of mass destruction. And we've seen, he opines, about 12 million deaths so far. Other countries are being much more forthcoming about their statistics than theirs. The United States is trying to hide. And they are actually, this is an example of how they're trying to hide. In their trial of giving this weapon of mass destruction to pregnant women, they only had 50 women. Now, that's not a trial. That is not a trial. They need thousands. Well, 22 of the 50 women suffered a spontaneous abortion, a miscarriage. They killed, their babies were killed. Their souls were killed of these little babies. It was resolved. I mean, the baby died. And then they, not only did they say, it's okay. It's recovered or resolved. But they also then gave all the women the vaccine. There was no control group. In fact, all trials that I have read concerning the jab, they will have never done it. They never will do it. There's only one, and now at least in the U.S. statistics, they're mixing in the jabbed, the partially jabbed, with the unjabbed. Now they're going to say, okay, you need a second booster. If you don't get that second booster, you are regarded statistically as unvaccinated. Well, that's not true. They've already had three doses of this weapon of mass destruction. They don't break it down. The hospitals don't query. You know, they just assume everybody is unvaccinated. So American statistics are lying. Remember that picture? I should have saved it. It was Bill Gates sitting, and this is before all this started. He's sitting at a desk with a pile of books on his table, and very prominently at the top of one stack, you can read the title. It's How to Lie with Statistics. That was the name of the book. Well, there's only one placebo group now, and that is the totally unvaxxed. And that might be 20 to 30 to 35% of this population. I think it's probably more in other populations. Israel, who is almost entirely vaxxed, is now they have the Kaddishah, which are the performing of final burial rites on a body according to Talmudic law, and they say they're overwhelmed. Absolutely overwhelmed. We're beginning to see children. It's just horrible. We're trying to get more volunteers. We used to have seven funerals a day. Now we're having 14. Last Shabbat said one. We had a funeral every half hour, and that was in Jerusalem. It's approaching a catastrophe. They say they can't keep up with it. There is, I'm going to put in here a link to a video. There's a war on elements. Life is made of elements. A war on carbon dioxide. This would eradicate all carbon-based life, i.e. man, animals, plants, fish, birds, insects, all carbon-based life. It is the basis for vitamin C. It is the basis for our food. It's even the basis for our what we breathe, the oxygen, because contained in the carbon dioxide is CO2. There is O2 in there. They're now actively implementing, quote, carbon sequestration. They want to sequester the carbon, remove carbon from the air, reduce it to a liquid, hide it underground. Now there's a war on nitrogen, so they can have a war on meat. They're going to shut down the fertilizer, shut down livestock operations. They use fertilizer to feed the animals, to grow the crops, to feed the animals. They are the satanic leaders of this world, are a death culture, and they are now in the process of terraforming the earth in order to disable God-made life forms from surviving. They are making the way for aliens. And I remember a previous CIA officer told that to Steve Quayle about 25 years ago, and I thought, whoa, here you see it. And it's not as if it's hidden. I mean, scripture mentions at least 4 times that Satan will destroy the earth. Here's Isaiah 14. Those who see you stare at you. This talking about Satan being cast underground. Is this the man who shook the earth, who made the world a desert? Later on in that same chapter, you will be cast out of your tomb, Satan, for you have destroyed your land and killed your people. Jeremiah 51, I am against you, destroying mountain, you who destroy the whole earth. And Revelation 18, the time has come for judging the dead and for destroying those who destroyed the earth. And he told Marx, I destroy because I can't create, so there's nothing else to do but destroy. Australians are being encouraged to chip themselves. I'm going to put a link here. This is put out by Suncorp, one of the largest banks there. Of course, it shows the left hand. They would not dare show the right. But anyway, they're being chipped. The World Bank is now going to give over $1 billion to establish digital ID on a new and revised international pandemic preparedness treaty. Remember, it was the African nations that said no to the previous one. Well, they don't go away. They don't say, okay, that was a bad idea. No, they just say, okay, hey, we're going to revive it. Like the CDC now. We're going to revive it. Yeah, Fauci's still here. Yeah, Walensky is still here. But, you know, we're going to revive it. Now it's going to be something that you can trust. Yeah, well, not really. They're just doing their trick. We'll come back at you and chip away until we get the edge of the wedge in someplace. And remember, any binding international pandemic is binding upon the signatory nations, of which America is. And they want to put this $1 billion for disease surveillance. Yep, track. And support. Oh, yes. See if you have it or not. If you don't have it, I guess, I don't know. I guess you're eradicated. Well, Biden signed Executive Order 14067, giving the ruling class of this country the power to create central bank a digital currency. It's really the Federal Reserve Bitcoin, but it's labeled Bitcoin's evil cousin. And ostensibly one economist who spent years on Wall Street, and he formerly worked for the CIA, said this is going to be rolled out December 13 of this year, 2022. This is going to be a big fall. Paper money will be worthless. Why do they want to have digital? Because they can digitally turn it off and you have nothing save food. Please, people, get a family, get sequestered for Sukkot, meet together for, like swift Yom Kippur, maybe at sundown on Yom Kippur, have a meal.
Like a chariot in the sun. Blessed be the name of my rock, who trains my hands for war, who causes me to walk in his overcoming power forevermore. Blessed be the name of my rock. Blessed be the name of my rock, trains my hands for war, who causes me to walk in his overcoming power forevermore. Blessed be the name of my rock, blessed be the name of my shield. Blessed be the Lamb who will open the scroll.
I just wanted to remind you, I forgot to remind you in my own half, that readership and the visitorship on Hebrew Nation Online has gotten monumental. Not only are we having pushing 38,000 new unique visitors a month, we are having a total readership of 1.5 million people per month. So that's a lot of bandwidth. Please support the station. Please go to the front page. It has a donate button there. Do your credit card. And with me, of course, Stephen, we have a very interesting discussion tonight. I guess we are going to start up with Russia, which I have talked about in part. And welcome to the show, Stephen.
Thank you, Bonnie. And if it's all right, I'd like to just throw a plug in on this issue as well about the radio station, Bonnie, because just like those of you that appreciate the work that Bonnie does here on this platform here, the Hebrew Nation Radio supports so many of us coming on, and we don't ourselves, have to actually pay for that. But they really depend on listener support to do so. And I know from a friend of mine that owns a similar type of thing, that when you add people, you add so many people listening there, it's costly. It does cost a lot of money. And we take that for granted sometimes and don't realize it. I've learned that here in the last year or so. So I can't encourage you enough to really just put it before the Father, pray about it, and seek his guidance. And if he lays that on your heart, please do support Hebrew Nation Radio, because it is a very valuable part, no doubt, of your own spiritual growth.
And they have a slot for just $3. You can donate as little as $3. They are so needy of funding.
Yes. And that may not, a lot of people, Bonnie, sometimes they feel a little embarrassed about that. Well, $3 is not that much.
Yeah.
Believe me, it matters.
Yes, it does.
Really does.
Yeah.
So you got 10 people doing $3, that's $30. You got 100 people doing it, well, you're now at 300. So it adds up, and a little bit will go a long way.
Yes, yes, yes. So Russia, Stephen, what do you have on Russia?
Wow. Okay. Well, this whole issue with Russia is really turning into a quagmire. And
yes.
I know that I was in meetings again here in Florida recently. I had to meet my own counterpart. We were discussing Russia quite in depth. In fact, we'll be again this week going over the situation that's happening in Ukraine. The Biden administration has really wanted to pull out of the Ukraine conflict because it has become such a political nightmare for them. But you can't always just base politics on how you're going to deal with a geopolitical global situation. And so they were ready to pull the troops out of there. And then comes, we get intel. And other than myself making it public, I don't know if this has actually been made public at all. But Kim Jong-un of North Korea had sent a request to President Putin to be able to put troops on the ground in Ukraine to help fight the battle against Zelensky and his group there. And the problem that this gives the United States, and of course, not just I think it's already known, though, that the Iranians have also been wanting to put troops on the ground. But Kim Jong-un has wanted to do this because he doesn't have any battle-hardened seasonal troops any longer in his regiment. And so it kind of looks like to us that, you know, especially more and more, a little bit of rhetoric is going back and forth between North and South Korea, that this could cause, this could increase the situation where a war with North South Korea could happen. And at the same time, they want their troops ready to go and know what it's like to go through a battle. So that's kind of where that's been there. But I asked the question, if this were to happen, you know, you're talking about, you know, the Biden administration is talking about trying to pull troops out. So if that were to happen, would we see a situation where, you know, we would end up having that, that we couldn't pull out as a result? And the answer, of course, was very true. We would not be able to pull out. Now, as we know, also, Bonnie, Alexander Dugin, his daughter was killed just recently, and you know, when the car was attacked, and of course he was the target of it, but he wasn't in the car, and that was an aide to President Putin, and that is no doubt is very much hit home. The Russians have done a very thorough investigation on this. And then they realize that the culprits that are behind it are the Ukrainians. Now, I don't know. I haven't actually asked because I haven't been in any meetings to find out. I know I will be able to find out, though, who really was behind it. Was it Ukraine? Was it another nation? Was it a contractor that did it? But nonetheless, Zelensky comes out, though, in response to Russia saying this, and he says the battle is about to get dirtier. This is just the beginning. Well, that's pretty much an open admission of taking responsibility for the death of Dugin's daughter. And I can only imagine, especially since President Putin has a daughter as well, who I don't know if she's living in Europe right now, but I know typically she does live in Europe. But I can only imagine how this has really struck at his heart. And, you know, not to say that, you know, all the, you know, hundreds, if not thousands, that have already died in this war on both sides, that should pull on the hearts of anyone on either side, because death is just a tragic thing to begin with. But in a case like this, depending on who's really behind the attack will depend on how Russia responds in coordinates to it. So, you know, and by the way, his daughter is Daria. She's a 35-year-old girl. I don't want to just leave her as like an unidentified individual. But so this is really going to up the ante of what's happening. And sometimes I can't help but think, Bonnie, that when things like this happen, this is the elites wanting to keep the fight going. I was told in meetings that we had this past week that President Putin has offered multiple ceasefire agreements that he would accept with Zelensky to be able to bring this war to an end. And in every single case, Zelensky has turned it down flat. And his own response to President Putin is that he would not surrender unless it was not only a total ceasefire, but that Russia would actually have to completely leave not only Crimea and everything, but that Zelensky is calling for the pre-1981 borders. Now, that's back during the Soviet Empire, which what would entail is that the land that is actually currently part of the Russian Federation would also be handed over to Ukraine. And as I was told, that's never going to happen. And for those that may not know, Bonnie, and this, I do know what I'm about to say. Some people have deemed this, and maybe we said this last week, I'm not sure, but Menachem Schneerson, the famed Rebbe of the Chabad organization, I think he is the seventh Rebbe of the Chabad organization, had said publicly that they would actually bring this war about. This has been, oh gosh, back I think in the 80s, that they would bring this war about, and that they would make it, they would make the Ukrainians feel like that they were being attacked by Russia, but at the same time, they would make the Russians feel like they were taking back part of their motherland, that they were going to orchestrate this. Now, there has been, since Rabbi Schneerson's speech had been made, it was written and publicized, there's been a lot of people that said, no, this was not really true. This is all, this was just fabricated. But I actually was able to find out through a former Chabad rabbi. His name is Hudos. He is a Ukrainian rabbi that was actually blessed by Rabbi Menachem Schneerson. He had been a Chabad rabbi for 25 years. And he's not very known in the West, but in the Eastern Bloc, because he is Ukrainian, he knew very much what happened. And so the thing is that he actually said that, no, he said, that is true. He said, I knew the Rebbe personally. In fact, he was actually sent to Ukraine to become the mayor. And once they began to, after he became mayor, they began to disclose to him his mission, which was part of what we see today. He just couldn't do it. He says, no, these are Ukrainians. These are my brothers and sisters. You know, even though they don't believe the way we do, I'm not going to be about overthrowing a nation. And then, of course, all kinds of he began to face all kinds of issues from the Ukrainian government as a result of that. Not Ukrainian government, I'm sorry, but from the Chabad organization. So, and I do want to clarify one thing, Bonnie, real quick on this too. I was a member of Chabad for about 20 years myself. There is a lot of good people that are part of this organization. And you have to understand, very, very small percentage would ever even begin to know the depth of the political side of this. Most rabbis in Chabad are just, they're good people. They believe wholeheartedly the Tanakh. You know, they're Talmudic Jewish people, but they wouldn't know what I'm telling you about per se. You really have to get in deeper. And of course, I did get in deep enough to find out a lot of this type of stuff myself. But I don't want people to ever judge Jewish people by that, because just like in the United States, we have a lot of good Americans, but not every American knows the crime and the corruption that goes on behind the closed doors in these political circles. But it doesn't mean that all politicians are bad either. So just a thought to share out there with you guys.
Yes, even in Yeshua's day, you know, when he said, "You vipers, you serpents," in the Hebrew, Matthew says, you know, then Yeshua turned to the people. So even Yeshua made a distinction between the angry serpent-filled leaders that were. I mean, this is not Joseph of Arimathea or Nicodemus. These are the truly demon indwelt ones that are there and angry and threatening his life. But then Yeshua turned to the people. So there is a distinction, and I trust that we have made that distinction. But that serpent is very powerful, very yes. powerful. You know, what did Rabbi Schneerson say about fabricating the war in Ukraine and making it appear as if they were being attacked by Russia?
You know, I wish I had in front of me the very, because it was transcribed, everything that he said, but there was a bitter hatred towards the Slavic people in all of this, and of course towards the Russian, the ethnic Russians.
Okay, hatred and, between whom? The Russians, the Slavs?
No, it's actually between the Orthodox or the Chabad, those that are in the elite of the Chabad organization, that felt like that the Slavic people really needed to be exterminated. And they
Why?
Were basically, you know, that's a very good question. And if I went back and read the transcript, we'd probably get a better answer on that. I actually read the entire transcript in a broadcast I did. And of course, I followed up with Hudos and some of the things that he said, too, so that people could see there was a collaboration of knowledge, of knowing about that speech, not just that it was some kind of propaganda piece. But he did say, I do know that Schneerson, Rabbi Schneerson, did say that Ukraine would become the big Israel. Now, oddly enough, Zelensky, who's also a Chabad Jewish man, he's not a rabbi, but he is a Chabad member, has recently been referring in the news that Ukraine would be the big Israel, the very same words that Schneerson said himself. And of course, and he also talks about how that it would mirror Israel as far as they would no longer be a free society, but they would end up being more like the way Israel is ran with the Palestinians and the Israelis and how they live. Now, I don't really fault him on that one there, mainly because I realize, although I don't agree with Zelensky in the way that he's going about it, because I will tell you, Bonnie, and this is very hard for people to hear, that support maybe Zelensky and feeling like that the Russians are just really being the bully here. But I'm talking, and I can't say who this is. I can just tell you that they're involved with the Joint Chiefs of Staff on what goes on over there. And they know firsthand from our own intel that the Ukrainians are killing their own people, yes. That they are doing it. And as I was told, that they're doing it in order to keep the money flowing from the United States, to keep supporting. And as he told me, he said they're not supporting. This is not supporting the Ukrainian people that are suffering in this war. But rather that the money is being funneled into the hands of Zelensky's own puppets that are in control there. In fact, what's not been said is that Bill Clinton has actually went over there, and they're using Bill Clinton because he's not technically no longer a politician, neither is he a government official. But yet he is able to disseminate the direction that they're wanting them to go in. And so that's something that a lot of people don't even know about. And so the corruption runs very deep. And I was told that, yes, it is the Ukrainians. It's not the Russians that are targeting the nuclear facility there in Ukraine, and that where the Russians are stationed. Of course, Zelensky is saying that the Russians are doing it because they're just trying to create a, whatever the diversion or whatever. And so I asked, what's being used? I said, well, it's mainly right now, it's just been mortars. He said, but you have to understand, he said, what people don't know about, or they may know about it, is that in Ukraine, he said about a year ago, he said, even though we knew that it's not going to work, the U.S., some of these people in the government here sold the Ukrainians a bunch of American-made nuclear rods for their power plant. He said, now the thing is, he said, their system is different than our system. He said, and of course, this person here is a nuclear physicist. And he said, I knew good and well that this wasn't going to work. But nonetheless, they did it because of money. Well, the Ukrainians never sent the rods back. They kept them and they put them in the storage container there at that very facility. And that's the very storage container that's being targeted. And he said, we know from our own intel that if they keep hammering it enough, they're going to crack it. And
Be hammering that reactor on behalf of orders, probably from, the serpents who govern the world.
I actually asked that question myself. That's funny you bring that up. And
I mean, Zelensky is a comedian on TV. And, you know, here he is. He's not a politician, statesman, president, prime minister.
He's only playing his part for the elitist, et cetera. The answer, though, that I did get back is there's no doubt they did not know whether or not these entities are directly involved with this, because they normally don't get involved at that level of affairs. But when it comes to the elites that are in between them, yes, they're definitely involved. And one of the interesting things, though, because I asked, I did nuclear health physics, so I was trained in decontamination, things like that, like a EMT that is for, but it's for nuclear disaster. And that was many years ago that I was trained when I worked with the government. So the issue came out to be on this, though, as I said, what's the objective then? I said, because if you're dealing with nuclear rods that have never been used, I mean, it's one thing, a nuclear disaster of spent fuel rods that you keep inside of a containment block inside of water, like a huge pool to just keep the radiation down there. But even that is still emitting radiation. I said, if you're dealing with rods that are never been used, I can't even imagine the meltdown that would create. And so I said, you would end up having a total, it would be worse than Chernobyl.
Yes.
And so I was told, that's exactly right. I said, well, what's the objective? He said, Ukrainians, he said, and this is why I answer that question too. He said, the Ukrainians are being pushed by the NATO generals to actually hammer away at it and to cause it to happen. He said, because they would rather create a no man's land And he said it would achieve two objectives for NATO and for Ukraine. They would kill thousands of Russian soldiers. They would kill, of course, off the Ukrainians that are ethnic Russian that they hate. And he said that wasteland would cause it to be to where Russia would never be able to invade Europe through Ukraine in the future of any type of war. He said, of course, you wouldn't be able to cross either way. It would be a no man's land in that entire area there. He said, so for them, it achieves two objectives. And I'm like, that's like suicide mission.
Yeah, right. What about World War III? That's where I think it's going, because the Antichrist wants the world to be decimated before he enters the planet, because he said unless people are on their knees, they will not give up sovereignty and accept me.
Well, I know that there is fear that we're headed in that direction. Even as people that listen, follow Kissinger's report recently, he also said that we're headed that way.
Yes.
I was told that, you know, it was one of Putin's aides that was saying that, you know, that they're willing to take on America now because they have the evidence that America is the one involved in this Ukrainian conflict, which we are, but we're using contractors to do it. And then secondly, I was told that the other issue that we would be facing is that if Putin, because I was told that Putin, it's not to say that Putin would not, but Putin has far more ability to show restraint than some of his cabinet ministers do. So with that being said, I said, will he do it, though? He said, if he's pushed enough into a corner, he will. I said, but then the question I would have then would be that I would feel like, though, that if he did it, he would not do it without China's backing. And I was told at that point there, China would definitely back Putin. He said China is only waiting for a green light to step up and attack this country.
Yes, yes. So, and there's Henry Groover's dream right there.
Yes,
I mean, absolutely. Russia comes from the north, China from the west, maybe Russia from the east, and certain, you know, I mean, North Korea. I mean, who wouldn't, who doesn't want a piece of America? I think every other South American country, plus North Korea, Cuba.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, Bonnie, the sad thing is what so many people do not know is because we have spent, going all the way back to the Korean War, we have been overthrowing nations left and right for whatever purpose that we had, whether it be Laos, Vietnam, Korea, Nicaragua, you know,
yes,
all
and
the
all
different
of
countries
that
in South America
was for the serpents that rule the world, and none of that money, the American taxpayer paid for it in the name of spreading democracy. Oh, brother.
Yes.
But none of it went to the American people. The American people were just, I don't know. I mean, no.
We've been lied to.
We've been lied to. And by the time, you know, we're over 18, especially after 9/11, I mean, it's like, come on, folks. You can't dupe us anymore. I mean, if we had a war now to go and invade somebody, I think I'd run to some place where they couldn't find me if they want to enlist me, or let me see, yeah, make me go into the military. You know, do you think that we only have a minute left? I wish we could have gotten to Nimrod. Do you think it was the main purpose in going into Iraq being to obtain the old Babylonian artifacts that probably still had attached demonic power?
Well, we do know for a fact, and at least I know for a fact, that this is why we went to war with Iraq, was for the body of Nimrod, not just his body, but as you mentioned, artifacts. And what really prompted the U.S. to do that was because we had in possession, you know, some classified ancient documents that said that there is a secret library in the Sphinx, and that the only one that knows how to get that open is Nimrod. Mm. And that not only did Nimrod know how, but he's the only one knows how to read and decipher it. And supposedly, we're supposed to face, with the passing of Planet X, that this is a reptilian planet, and that when it comes through, we would face a war again as we did back during the days of Enoch. And so they wanted Nimrod's body, and they wanted to resurrect Nimrod in order to be able to get access to that, which also, by the way, Bonnie, includes collapsing the Egyptian economy, collapsing Egypt itself, so that because Egypt would never let us have access, no way. So they want to get control of Egypt there as well. And that's why you see what's happening in Egypt today happening too.
Well, I wish we had more time, but we're so out of time. It's already at 26 and a half minutes. Thank you so much, Stephen. We shall see you next week. Maybe we can have time to go over more of Nimrod. I'm going to put that on my note. Start with Nimrod.
They will run. They will leap the mountain like a flame of fire, like a chariot in the sun.